Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host with Roy and Adrian. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I was thinking we could talk a little bit about the supernatural and talk a little bit about last night about movies, how the supernatural is one of people's many favorite kind of movies in science fiction. And I just want to talk a little bit about how they came up with the idea of science fiction and different things like that. Kind of like this Twisted Metal book that I've been reading. It's about, that's really weird because it goes into like how how humans live with civilized aliens around them, and they don't even know that they're aliens, but they're robotic aliens that the government experimented on their DNA. And some of these aliens came from other galaxies to come here to experience what it's like to live in a human environment. And it talks about their planets and the kind of life that they lived and everything like that. And they had names, and they just lived like normal people. And it's almost very supernatural, and its books are just like movies. You just get an image in your mind what it looks like, and then sometimes the books go even more deeper than the movies, you know. I mean, the first movie that I really liked was Body Bags, which was by Wes Craven, and other directors, you know, they come up with different horror themes, things like that, and I thought it was really cool because talks about life after death and about a man that gets in a car accident and he gets his eye taken out, and they put a new eye in his head, but it was a serial killer's eye. So it makes you wonder how, what they might see or what they might experience by experiencing that kind of trauma. Is there anything you want to share on that, Roy?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that that's interesting because, you know, I've heard stories about people who have, you know, had transplants, you know, whether it be arms or legs or you know, or heart or whatever, but they've, you know, had different experiences from that. You know, some people had, memories, you know, like past life memories, you know, from having these other people's body parts. You know, it's, what we do know is that any time you take, you know, somebody's body part, you're taking part of their DNA.
Right.
And I think, you know, I think that's where, you know, the people are having different experiences, you know, because they have another DNA in their body. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why that guy went crazy in the movie, because when he got in the accident, a piece of glass went through his eye, and they had to take out his whole eye. And then he started seeing, like, visions of dead bodies and people being buried and all the women that he killed. And then he started acting that way with his wife. And he wanted to kill her, of course. And so that was kind of a, I don't know, it was kind of a thrill kind of movie, you know, kind of a scene. And then there was another scene where a guy wanted more hair, and he had a, he kind of had a bald hair. And come to find out, these aliens that come to the Earth, they put this certain solution to his hair to make his hair grow. But come to find out, when he was cutting his hair, there was actually aliens that were living inside of his hair. And they almost look like, they almost look like parasites, that they were like little worms. And he cut it, and it bit him in the finger, and he, and it went down the drain. And he went back to the place, and they were, and the guy was saying that they live off the fat of the brain to live in human civilization, which is really interesting, because if you think about it, there are parasites out there like that, and it looked like it was something from China, which is really weird. Is there any thoughts on that, Roy?
Yeah, it's interesting. But, you know, we know that, you know, anything's possible, and that, you know, people have different experiences, you know, and they have, you know, they even see, you know, different things. And the main thing is a lot of it is what for them, you know, to experience. And that's why we say, you know, real or imagine, you know, it's real to them.
Another movie I want to talk about really quickly before we start the show is Final Destination. When I first saw that movie, it was number one, you know, Final Destination 1, where Devon Sawa was the actor, the main actor in that show. He's grown up now, so he doesn't look like when he was younger. He's played in a lot of movies. But anyways, he was on the airplane, and he had a premonition that the plane was going to blow, and he kept telling people that it was going to blow up. They didn't listen. So all his friends got off the plane. He got off the plane, and some of his friends got off the plane. Not all of them did. And the plane exploded. Now, this is going to sound really interesting. Last night I had a dream exactly like that, but it happened twice. First of all, it was a bunch of terrorists that were coming on the plane, and they were going to explode the plane. And I fell asleep. And then when I woke up, I had a dream of a dream, which they call a dream of a dream. And I woke up and I saw the plane exploding, and the person that was the terrorist was the plane pilot. Now, this is going to sound even more interesting. Wes Craven said when he started first making movies, a lot of his ideas came from his dreams, when he started making a lot of horror films, just like Steve King. A lot of their ideas came from their subconscious mind and their dreams. And so he had a very vivid imagination, just like Stephen King, which is really interesting. And especially when you start reading their books, you know. But this dream was almost very similar to Final Destination. Is there anything you want to share on that, Roy?
Well, that's, you know, Matt, you know, the dream state is very powerful. You know, we know that. Main thing is, you know, what messages are we receiving, you know, from these dreams? And, you know, I've had dreams that were very vivid, and they even come out to be true. You know, this might have took, you know, years, but it finally came to be. So, you know, we know that the dream state is part of the subconscious mind, and that the subconscious mind never sleeps. So these messages that come from these dreams, you know, it's important that we keep track of it, write it down somewhere, you know, after we had a dream, and because there is messages in these dreams, and I just wanted to share that. Are you there, Agent?
Yes, and that's very interesting because even in my dream, I was with my twin flame on the airplane. I got off the plane, but she got killed in the explosion. And it was really intense dream. It was almost like very real. It was very scary because it took my mind back to the time of 9/11 when it crashed into the Twin Towers. Now, when I was on the plane, it was just going down and it was going to crash and explode. I didn't know what to think. My life was just right in front of me and I knew that it was going to explode. You know, and it was very scary.
Wow.
Very scary experience. I mean, you got to think in your mind, you know, how life is so important to us at that very moment that we know that we're going to die. And
right.
That was the first thing that came to my head, how thankful I am to be alive today.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's amazing. And how are we doing on callers tonight, Agent?
Well, we got a few callers here. We'll start with Bella. And we'll go ahead and bring on Bella. You're on the air. With Glowing Adrian. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this me?
Yes.
Hi. Yes.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Isabel, and I'm from Los Angeles.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you?
I'm a first-time listener, so I'm just trying to kind of understand what you do. But I had some questions about different sort of energy around me, and I was wondering if you could help.
And that's what we do.
Excellent. Specifically sort of really interested in moving to a space where I can bring in a male energy, a male partner, but I'm trying to figure out what is going on right now that's really blocking that.
Nathan, what do you get in?
I'm
what
sorry?
What are the blockages? You want to know the blockages, you said?
Is there something blocking it? Is there something...
I have to look in my chart.
Okay.
And see what's blocking it. And we can release... We can fix the blockage for you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I'm going to go to the source of condition chart. And it will go right to the source what the blockage is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is saying it is emotional. And it is saying that it is a subconscious blockage. And it's also saying that there's also a dark force entity that is blocking you. And it's saying it's negative, toxic energy filled. So the dark force could be a parasite. We call them parasites. That's why I use the parasite chart, and it identifies what the parasite is, and we remove it. And the subconscious blockage has to do with a past life, something from your past life. Or it could be present. We'll look in that. Another thing is you have a very toxic negative energy field. You need a clearing from that, and that's probably caused by the parasite. Because what it does, it's like a virus and it just goes in your energy field and eats it all up. Depends on the virus. It depends on the parasite. It's like getting a virus in a computer. You have to go in and you have to clear it out. And we can identify what they are and clear them out for you. And get your chakras back in alignment.
Oh, that's
what
great.
So, go ahead. You were going to say something?
No, I forgot what I was going to say.
I mean, do you, what kind of, what do you feel?
I feel like there's residual from past lives that is holding me back from really finding the true love of my life. And I don't know why. And I've gone to other psychics and they've said, oh, you've had all this, you have all this trauma from past lives. But it's not helping me to like shed that and move on so I can move into a place with an open heart, open mind. I was listening to your show and I'm like, well, this sounds like, you guys sound like the right people to be talking to about it.
Okay, so I'm going to the chart called How to Change My Life chart. And the pendulum is swinging towards healing the inner child. It's also swinging towards moving past fears and doubts. And also, it's saying forgiving yourself and others.
Mm.
So what do you get from all that?
Well, I've done a lot of work to really heal the inner child and to release. There's probably more forgiveness of myself and others. But mainly of myself to really tap into. Yeah, that makes sense.
So that one's at 50%, the inner child one. And forgiving yourself and others, that one's at 30%, which is really low. Moving past fears and doubts, that's at 20%. Really low. So the parasite that is in your energy field is basically eating you up inside. And we need to get that cleared with your permission.
Yes.
We can go into your energy field and do that for you?
Yes, you have my permission.
Okay. So I'm going to use what they call light color therapy. And I'm going to program these colors into your chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we're going to do after I program them or lock them in, I'm going to do a soul retrieval for you.
Okay,
so what a soul retrieval is basically it's like an exorcism, but we're going to go in and we're going to do some psychic surgery for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we just identify the parasite on the chart. Once we've identified it, then we identify it by number, and then we identify it by dimension, and then we do the clearings from there.
Okay.
So, let me go ahead and pick out the colors that are good for you. Let's start with your crown chakra, and that one's saying green, so I'm going to lock that in, and then your throat, that one would be blue, I'm going to lock that in, and then yellow, lock that in, and then red, and I'll lock that in. And I'll lock it in at about 70% for you. So I'll take it as a 70. And I'll lock that in as well. Okay, so now we can move on to the parasite chart.
Okay.
So, Roy, if you were to think of a parasite, think of what would be the cause behind this subconscious blockage. What would be the parasite if you were to come up with a with archetype, right?
You know, the first thing that comes to me is, and I don't know why, but first thing that comes to me is love.
Hmm.
Okay, so it's a love archetype?
Yeah.
Okay, does it come from the shadow or the light?
This comes from the shadow.
Okay, so this energy is called love from the shadow dimension.
So what does
okay,
that what does that mean?
Well, an archetype is basically something that you were contracted with, or an attachment that you the parasite that you picked up from somebody else.
Mm.
And that could even become come from your family lineage too.
Oh wow.
But let me see if this archetype will work for you. Okay, so that one is right in alignment with your energy field. So we're going to go ahead and identify what number that is, Roy. Go ahead and identify the number.
Number 15.
Did it do that? Saying yes, okay. Identifying by what dimension? Number 40. Okay. Has this body been sold now? Yes. Has this body been sacrificed now? And it's saying yes. Okay, so we got two parasites. First one is the love. Okay, pick another parasite, Roy.
I'm getting
right.
Hate.
Hate?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to put them both at 70%, and I'm going to change the vibrational frequency to the light. And that's at 70. Okay. And now we redeem. And we deliver and we restore her now. It is now set and free. This body been sold now? Saying no. This body been sacrificed now? And it's saying no. Okay, so what are we at now? What percentage? Okay, so we're at 80% now. Okay, good. We'll lock that into place. And this body is 100% integrated now and cleared. We balance it out, saying yes. And lock that into place. Okay, it is now done. I just locked your chakras in and I got rid of what obstacles holding you back.
Wow, thank you.
Now, could you share with us if you felt any kind of energy shift?
I feel this lightness in my, right around my forehead, actually, which would be my head chakra, I guess.
That's the one I was working on the most.
The third eye chakra.
My third eye, yeah, right around my third eye.
Yeah.
That's
the one I'm working on. Yeah. And that's amazing because Adrian was going pretty deep there.
Yeah.
And
this
was something, you know, from other past lives, you know, under dimensions, you know, other parallels.
Uh-huh.
Especially where it was at 40. You know, and that's at the 40th dimension.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a big, big dimension.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now you can see that, you know, there was some blockages there.
Yeah.
now you're ready to, you know, your vibration is a lot higher, and now you could, that relationship that you want will come to you now.
Thank you. You know what else happened? My stomach was growling as you were doing that, and it totally stopped.
I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the parasite it was wanting to come out, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
You'll feel a lot more lighter now, clear.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, that's amazing.
Especially with all the colors.
Have you been having some digestive problems also?
Yeah. Yep.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to help clear that also.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
See, what Adrian just used is, we call it geometric transformation.
Uh-huh.
And we learned this from a lady from Sedona, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason she learned that, because she was pretty much at a near-death experience.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up with all these different numbers. And we feel they're, you know, sacred geometry.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even seen these numbers save people's lives before. We've used them on people and helped them.
Wow.
Where they were almost at near death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they almost died.
Yeah. You know, we know that, you know, it's not us. This is something that comes from a higher source. You know, this could come from the angels. It could come from God. You know, main thing is we're not the one. We're just the one that you know, we're one of God's tools that helps, you know,
right,
having this knowledge. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Things feel a lot brighter. I have to admit, like, things feel really clear.
Wonderful.
Wow.
And that's just a confirmation for us that we're on the right track.
Yeah.
I also want you to know that I used a little bit of essential oil in my pendulum.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
So that also increased the vibration too.
Right.
Wow.
Or you might have felt a little kick.
Yeah, I feel like a little spark of energy. Is there like, I feel really awake. and the irony of that is that I live in Los Angeles, but I'm right now in London, and I've just traveled for like 48 hours. And I'm really jet lagged, but I feel like this incredible energy.
Wow.
Coming through. Do you feel any other message or anything else that I can take with me until I listen to your show again to really kind of hold on to, or that's coming from the spirit world or wherever?
I could do some channeling for you.
That would be great.
Is there anyone particular you want to channel?
Yeah, my grandmother's.
Okay. We'll go ahead and see if she'll connect with us.
Mm-hmm.
What's her first name?
One of them is called Mary.
Mary?
And then the other one was called Olani Pecan.
Okay, Mary, would you like to come through tonight to connect with us? Okay, right. She's at 40%.
What are you getting?
Mary's at 40%.
So that's a low percent.
Yeah, it's poor connection with Mary. Let's try the other one.
Olani is her is the nickname. Olani.
Olani.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Olani is at 60%. So she wants. She definitely wants to come through. She's pushing through really hard.
Okay.
So let's see what the message is. I am lost in a place where I cannot find a doorway. I cannot find a doorway. I am lost in a place where I cannot find a doorway. What is that? What does that mean, Roy?
I'm getting that she's ready to go into the light.
Okay, so do we need to send her into the light?
Now, is this your grandmother, or who is it?
She's my grandmother. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My angels are telling me no, not her time yet.
Not her time yet.
That's why God hasn't opened up the doorway for her yet.
You know what I'm getting? My guys are telling me that reason she's not ready is she's been she's your spirit guide.
Hmm.
And there's still some work that she's still doing for you. And this is going to be interesting because I just pulled a card for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from the Wisdom of Avalon Oracle card. And I'd like to read this to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the card that I pulled is called Protection. And it says, this marker reminds you to protect yourself and to be wary of hidden agenda. Are you being too open? Perhaps you don't realize it, but you may find that you are a target for others, especially if you're shining brightly. Yet this isn't a time for you to dim your light. Rather, remember that as a spiritual warrior or a priestess would always learn how to camouflage him or herself and be armed against potential attack. This is about the right of use of power rather than the use of force. The higher coming from a place of highly calibrated integrity, the latter from a lower base of destructive energy, remember to walk the higher ground but wear a cloak for protection. Ask your guides and your angels to protect you, for they will always come if they are asked. And be moderate to all you do. This isn't the place to take risks. This marker also lets you know that the subject of your inquiry cannot in any way hurt you as long as you ask for protection. The divine will give it. Isn't that amazing that I was picking up that your grandmother was one of your spirit guides?
Oh, she's your protector.
Yeah.
I've always felt like she was my protector.
And
wow.
See, right now you're going through a spiritual battle.
Uh-huh.
And that's why, that's why you met us, and we had to help you get past, those blockages that you had in your chakras so that you can put on this, this armor of protection.
And for the armor, I just ask my spirit guides to really help put that cloak on.
Right.
Okay. It's also interesting that my grandmother, Mary, didn't come through because she didn't really come through in real life.
No.
That's irony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is. So
yeah.
Her attitude's still the same.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
They take their attitude with them, don't they, Dad?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We know that.
That was true to form. Wow.
We've talked to angels before. And
yeah. And the ascended masters.
And the ascended masters.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Main thing is there is no coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
What you've been experiencing and the work that we did for you tonight. And this is just helping you to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And get ready, and putting that protection around you.
Mm-hmm.
And to learn more, of your guides and what they can do for you.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
What were you doing? You say you just came back from where?
I just flew to London.
To London?
Yeah. To spend time with my...
Were you there on vacation or business?
I'm here kind of on a business holiday, so to speak. I'm traveling with someone who I see sort of like a mentor, and I think she's a mentor, and we're going around. I'm an artist, so we're going to go around and see different art things in
wow.
London, and then and then elsewhere.
Because I'm getting that you, in a past life, you spent some time in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you met your twin flame.
Mm.
But there was some dark energy that were trying to keep you two separated, even back then.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you've... now that you're in this dimension, in this reality, you're getting past, being more of the light. So now this is going to help you to ascend so that you and your twin flame can get back together.
Mm. I feel that, I really appreciate you saying that, because I feel that the energy is here rather than in Los Angeles, but I don't, or the energy is I feel this my mother is English, so I have this connection to this country anyway, but I feel
mm-hmm.
that I feel like for my past lives I've spent in many different iterations throughout Europe doing different things. And one lady who I went to, who's a psychic, was telling me how, and I don't know if you have the same vision, is that I, in many different lifetimes, I have lost my partner to war, and I've had to protect the family and protect the hearth and be sort of this Superwoman. And that's the energy I have, is that that's the one of the fears is of a partner losing a partner because of something dramatic. And
what's interesting, I just wanted to share with you quick, like when you first came on, something was telling me that you were part of royalty in a past life.
Yeah.
And you were even connected with Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. That's so funny that you say that. Oh, wow. Yeah. There is actually a connection.
Is there?
Historically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. You just
it was almost
mind.
like a whisper in my ear.
Yeah. Wow.
That's well, amazing. Man, you know, me and Adrian have been known to, we go pretty deep. You know, that's what we do.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
I like to hear that.
Yeah.
We know that's a confirmation.
Yeah. Well, there's historical evidence, so that's of my family being tied up with the family that way, not necessarily me, but that my family lineage has sort of these can show it in the family books, my connection. So that's funny that you said that, which means I've come back in many different forms within this one family.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. Is there I don't want to hog your lines. I'm sure there are other people calling. Is there anything else that I should hold in the light within myself?
Adrian, what do you have to share?
I was thinking I can use the Inca cross chart.
Yeah.
I made this one myself. Bringing up acknowledgement, protection. Once you have acknowledged your protection, let's see what else. It will bring you much love and passion in your life. It's also saying it will also bring you closer your connection, so it's bringing up connection to your twin flame. That's bringing up twin flame. And what percentage is this? It's saying so that'll bring it up to 90% with the twin flame energy. Is it okay if I lock this into place for her? It's saying no, not yet. Okay, not ready yet. All right. So there are certain things you have to acknowledge first before you meet your twin flame or connect with your twin flame. And that'll bring you up to 90% to your vibration, your energy.
Okay. Okay.
And that's on a soul level, so.
And that's around protection and around the inner child?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
And also your past.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Yep.
Adrian, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. I was just saying also your to follow your passions too.
Okay.
Because it was bringing up passions.
What are your passions?
My passions are art and connecting people through art within communities on a local, but also I'm really interested in doing it on an international level.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm getting that once you get that perfected, you're going to be pretty well known.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready for the stardom?
Bring it on. Bring it on.
That's what I like to hear.
Oh, well. Yeah. I feel like I'm in the process of preparing myself and getting my toolkit in order. So this is really good to know the things I need to keep working on.
You're like me and Nathan. We like to collect as many tools as we can.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like a mechanic, you never know what tool you're going to have to use next.
Yep, 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 absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And I was a mechanic for 23 years. So I can say that's, you know, right in alignment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope that we were able to help you the best way we could.
You most certainly did, and I'm gonna be checking back with you in like 3 months to see whether I'm on the right track.
How things are going.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Adrian, we're ready for our next caller now.
Great.
All right. Go to the next. Let's go to Global. I don't know if this Global. Next caller. You're on the air of Roy and Adrian.
Okay.
Hello.
Global Gab Nola, yes. I say that in tongue in cheek. Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
And where are you from?
Louisiana.
Wonderful. And we thank you for joining us tonight. And how can we help you?
Well, I thank you for taking my call. And, you were very thorough with that lady. So I guess the only one that I'm going to ask one question, the burning question at the moment, is trying to find out I feel as though I'm separating from my husband, and it's not been fun. And but there's something that's being hidden. I'm trying to keep a nice open communication with the gentleman, but it's as though there's some huge secret or something. There's just a shutdown completely. And I don't know if you could pick up, or if my mom comes through to say, hey, give me some advice, but it's just been so unpleasant. And I'm really trying to be a positive person. I believe I am. And but it just seems the more light work I do, the harder it's getting. I mean, to things that you people wouldn't believe what was happening. It's gotten so I had to step away from a lot of the light work. But the heaviness tonight is really coming from the gentleman that I'm separating from. It feels like there's something heavy on his heart, and I just I want to know what I can do on my end. Maybe it's not appropriate to ask what his secret is, but maybe it's something that advice that what I can do to lighten the mode, because it's I'm doing everything I can, and it just seems to get darker and darker on his end. You there?
Adrian, are you there?
Are you?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
What are you getting?
I'm getting, pardon? Oh, I'm sorry.
Just 1 minute, Adrian.
I'm getting energy blockage.
Wow.
He's putting up some firewalls that is not allowing you to get through them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it goes back to the saying, when you put in a password on your computer and it keeps locking you out, then that means that you're doing something, you're approaching it in a wrong way. And
right.
That's why you feel like, that's kind of why you feel like you're failing. So usually when there's, you know, when there's some red flag like that, that usually means they're putting up a energy blockage.
Well, yeah.
And they don't want the help.
Right. So I need to move on is what I need to do, is just let it go.
No, you don't need to move on. It just needs to be corrected.
Well, that isn't. We're done. I mean, our relationship is over. But I'm trying to keep it in a kind way, and it's just become very unkind and becoming more and more unkind. But I'm still trying to be a positive individual and still approaching it in a positive way, not accepting the unacceptable, but still trying to come around it in a positive way. And I'm just, I don't know, I'm lost. My heart's broken.
You know, everything is in divine timing. We know that. But at the same time, we also know that, okay, I'll just give you an example. I have a friend that he caught a parasite. He caught a bug, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when he caught the bug, he didn't want nothing to do with me anymore because I'm of the light, he's of the dark, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I did the corrections on the chart, now he's treating me like I want to be treated. But I kept bonking my head on the wall, and kept saying, why is he treating me this way? Why? But the point of it is because they have that little bug in their head thinking that that's the way they have to treat you because that's how they feel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when you put up that mirror and it goes back to them, then they see their own reflection and it scares them. So that's kind of why they push back.
Okay.
Because after he did that, I put up my mirrors. And seeing things didn't start going well for him, and then he started contacting me again.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend, he wants to come over and he wants to see me before I leave Utah, before me and my dad leave Utah.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole view on that is not really giving up. It's more about, is your contract over with this person, or have you found out what your soul contract is with this person? So that way it don't keep repeating itself. And I even told Reed, I said, I don't want this karma to repeat itself. I forgive you for what you did to me, and I let it go. I accept it, and I let it go.
Right.
Okay? And I don't have no hard feelings. I don't hold any grudges. I know there's a part of you that don't like me for any reason. People can like you, not like you for any reason. It doesn't matter. And even my dad said, you can try as hard as you want, but for some reason, those people do not like you.
Yeah.
And it could be past life. Could be something that they're holding on to.
Right.
But it can be corrected. Everything in life can be corrected. Isn't that right, Roy?
Oh, yeah.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you pick up any, you're saying parasites, you use the term parasites, which, because it just seems as though, I mean, again, I stepped away from a lot of the light work this year, because I had, it's just a sabotage, and I'm willing to take any exception, responsibility for my own energies, but I was really going toward my dream, and literally something included work on the computer, and one of the very dark situations during this time was something pulled my computer out of my arm and flung it down the stairs. didn't break it, but it could have, and that was my livelihood. But it was, it's just weird things were happening like that, and it frightened me, and I had to step away, and I thought, there's a, you know, dark things would come into my head, and I'm not a dark, not a person that thinks that way, and
right.
I had to step away from it, and I don't know where and what and who or whatever that might be, but it seems to have backed off, but life is just, the challenges are just becoming insurmountable. I'm trying to go through it in positive, but I don't know if there's some work that can be done that you could suggest, because I'm clear my chakras. I'm working on this. So I don't know. I'm at a loss, I suppose, on what to do. I'm trying to just let it go, but I don't know.
I'm thinking we need to do a soul retrieval on you two. But I'm going to create a space for it to go into a black... I'm going to send it to a black hole in the universe. And so that way nobody in your family or anybody else will get hurt or be attached. Because it could be a big parasite, it could be a small one, we don't know where it's coming from. But we know it's coming from the dark side. So, Roy, if you were to think about what this parasite is, can you identify it for us?
I'm getting that it has something to do with fruit.
With what?
Fruit? Yeah,
fruit?
It's a fruit parasite.
Okay.
What does that mean?
You know, you've heard the saying, you know, the fruit of my destiny.
Mm-hmm.
See, that can mean, you know, fruit can mean, you know, what is your true essence? You know, where, you know, what are you trying to get accomplished? You know, where are you headed? And what's happened is this parasite has, you know, come into your life and it's putting up, you know, blockages to prevent you from, you know, moving forward.
Okay.
It's almost what you're gonna have to do is you're gonna be it's like a detox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's gonna be a clearing, you know, that your body has to go through.
Okay.
So, Adrian, what are you getting from that?
Well, let's go ahead and identify. If she's been sold or sacrificed by this parasite,
okay,
because she might have had a soul contract with this parasite. Let's go ahead and find out if it was a contract.
Okay,
and find out why she sold. Okay, so it's saying no, it's not a contract. So she just picked up on it from somebody or something. Okay, good, because contracts are very hard to break.
Right.
Good news.
And then you gotta go through all the information, and it takes a lot of energy to break a contract. So that's a good thing. Now, Dodie had a contract with her parasite, and that's the reason why it was a lot harder to do the exorcism. That's a lot harder thing. Let's see here. Let's see. Let's go ahead and do the color chakra balancing. That's what she needs. So I'm going to just do it really quickly, the color chakra balancing, the same thing I did for that lady. Okay, yellow. Pop that into place. Okay, blue. Pop it in place. Orange. Red. Pop it in place. And violet. Okay, lock that in place. Okay. Let's go ahead and bring that up to 70% vibration. Colors, lock that in place. It is now balanced. Balance it out. Okay. I'll lock that into place. Okay. Alright, that's clear. Let's go ahead and do the parasite. I'm going to go ahead and create that wormhole really quickly. And this will be coming from your crown chakra, okay? This wormhole.
Okay.
I'm going to send it through an opening. Okay, I'm going to open that up. Okay, now it's open. And yes, okay. All right, go ahead, Roy, and give us the number.
Number's 7.
Okay, number 7.
Number.
Give us another number, Roy. That was good.
13.
Okay. That one's perfect. That went up to 70%. Perfect for this parasite. Alright, let's go ahead and go into the dimension. What dimension we identify this parasite to be in? Number 65. Okay. Has body been sold? Yes. Has his body been sacrificed? No. Okay. And will be redeemed, delivered, and restored now. Okay. Has his body been sold? Saying no. Has his body been sacrificed? No. Okay. Is his body 100% integrated for healing now and balance? Saying yes. Okay, lock that into place. Let's go to 80%. That's what my guides are telling me. And we'll lock that into place. Bounce it out. And the soul is 100% integrated now. And balance. Yeah. Okay. All right, you're cleared.
It's just the way you talk. It's very soothing. Do you feel anyone around me, or do you have? Any sense of someone? At my side, or?
You mean a guardian angel?
Yes, I mean, either a family member or a guardian angel. It just seems as though...
I'm getting a male. Is that right? Yeah, it's a male.
It seems
okay,
to be... The challenges just seem to be just outrageous.
No, he's not an angel. He's your spirit guide. And yes. Is he your protector? Saying yes. Okay, what's your name?
My name?
No, I'm talking to your spirit guide.
I'm sorry. I can barely hear you.
You said my name is Bill.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Vic, why are you with her? I'm here to protect her. I'm here to protect you. Is there anything else you want to tell us? Yes. Okay, what do you want to say? Don't. Go. Out. Of. Your. Body. Be. Aware. Of. Anything. Dark. I. Will guide you to my home. I will be with you in the astro realm. Okay. So he will be with you in the astral realm, but he's telling you don't go outside of your body unless you have your guides around you or your protection, unless that Bill's there with you. That's what he's telling you.
Okay.
Because he said the last time you went out of your body, he wasn't there or something. I don't know.
Okay.
And that could have been where you picked up on a parasite.
Mm-hmm.
See, one of the things is when you're doing any kind of astral traveling, if you go too far out, you don't know what dimensions you might be bringing something back with you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm part of an individual's, a group that we had that conversation that someone had seen these little entities before. Didn't bring them with him, but they were running around like children, almost. But, interesting. Well,
have you been doing some kind of meditation or mantras?
Absolutely, daily, yes.
Because,
that's a plus.
Yeah.
Why?
Go ahead, Ethan.
Well, the mantras are very powerful, and your energy field may not have been, at that level at that time. So you weren't in the right mind frame for that at that time. So that's how the parasite got in.
Okay.
And you didn't have Bill there, and Bill was there to protect you because you wanted to go off and explore on your own. So that's kind of what happened. He didn't have that cloak around you, the protection. And sometimes that happens because, you know, you get your mind in other places. And I've done that with Damien, my guide. I used to be like, okay, where are you, Damien? And I would get attacked, you know, like if I wasn't watching my back, I'd get attacked by a parasite.
Yeah.
And then I got the shingles, see. So that's where we have to be careful of light workers.
So it affects your life. Is that what you're saying? I mean, this parasite literally affects. It affected you?
Yes. It affected my health. And that's why I got shingles. You know, and because I do a lot of astral travel, and I didn't have Damien there to back me up. So, and usually he's always there, and I was wondering why he wasn't there, but he put me through some training in the astral for a battle of shamanism, and I wasn't ready for that. My energy field wasn't ready for that. I was too weak. because my girlfriend just committed suicide before then, and I wasn't mentally and emotionally ready for that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. I mean, in a weakened state. You're in a weakened state, and you can't... What you're saying is you cannot pursue that when you're in a weakened state.
Right. Mentally and emotionally.
Jeez. When do I... Okay. Well, thank you.
So that's why...
Yeah.
It's easy to be attacked psychically.
Okay.
Remember what Miss Wilde said, Dad? She said, remember to always wear your cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. That's funny.
And I said, oh, really? And she kicked me right between the legs.
Yeah.
She said, remember, I told you to wear your cup.
Yeah.
That's funny. You know,
the main thing is to not leave yourself wide open.
Don't leave yourself open. Be ready for battle at all times.
Be ready for battle at all times.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm a naive. I'm so naive. And that's what I need to do, because there's two schools of thought. You know, people say, oh, you don't need to protect yourself because, you know, that's negative. You think there's something bad out there. And there's those that, yes. You do need to protect yourself, and seriously need to protect yourself.
One thing, and I just want to share with you, when you're a light worker, you're an open target.
Yeah.
So
it
can be.
It's very, very important to have protection at all times.
And the method of protection, there's so many ways that you can do that. Can you suggest the way that
one good one is anytime you leave your home or get into your car, visualize a green light, probably even like a green bubble all around you.
Okay.
From side to side, from top to bottom, and even put surrounded around your car, and that'll even protect you while you're on the road.
It's funny you say that. I do that every time I get in the car, but not green. It's more of a white, clear, silver. But I'll try the green.
And there's been many a times I've come close getting in a bad accident. The main thing is having that protection and having your guides and, you know, and ascended masters with you.
All right.
I just wanted to share one more quick little story with you.
Oh, please do. I love hearing them.
Me and Adrian did some work for a lady a while back. This is when Adrian first started learning about hypnosis. And I was learning it also. But anyway, he met one of the classmates. This was a girl, and she knew that Adrian was a hypnotist because Adrian had hypnotized his class before. But that's another story. But he asked if we could help her mother with hypnosis. And Adrian said, oh, yeah, you know, we can help. So she set up an appointment for us to go in and talk to her mother, and we did some work for her with hypnosis, and found out that she was attached by an entity, you know, being a demon. But as we were doing this work for her, we put some protection around us, and that was by using some sage.
Okay.
And we had burned some sage and made sure that we, you know, put it all around us, and, you know, and you could smell it on us. Well, she picked up on that right away. She goes, oh, you wore your protection, huh? And I says, well, I'd never leave home without it. And it reminded me of that commercial they had on television about that same time, you know, about the, and like the deodorant protection.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. I just happened to, a couple weeks ago, help sage someone's house.
Yeah.
Because it was heavy in presence, but it wasn't negative. It didn't seem, it was just busy. Family members or whomever were there, and he wanted me to sage the house, and I did, and they kept it quiet that night.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I really enjoy you guys.
We enjoyed talking to you, and we hope whatever messages we were able to give you and help you with will help you on your journey.
Thank you very much.
I have. You will.
You have a good night, and let's go ahead with our next caller now, Adrian.
All right, let's go to the next caller. Let's go to the 518 area. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Linda. I'm calling from New York. Let me turn the internet down. Okay, I did.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. How can we help you tonight?
First time calling. Very, very amazing. Seems like I've been stuck for a few years, and I don't know what happened, and I'd like to get unstuck.
Now, being saying stuck, are you stuck in a career, or are you stuck in a relationship?
Oh, not relationship, that's for sure.
Okay.
It's as far as my career, I was doing something, and it like, all of a sudden, it was abrupted, and then I moved from different states and cities, and now I'm just like surviving, not actually enjoying or doing anything purposefully, which I was before.
Mm-hmm. What line of work is it?
Well, not now. Right now I'm doing sales, but previously it was in social services. I was working with a lot of politicians.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Adrian, what's the percentage on the line of work she's doing now?
Okay. That, wow, it keeps dropping. Is that, okay, stop dropping. Okay, there, 20%.
Wow. So right now you're not matching your vibration with the job that you're doing?
Oh, no, not at all.
So you need to raise that up by getting in the kind of work that you enjoy doing?
Yes.
And where you were in social, I'm getting that you enjoy being around and meeting new people.
Yep. Yes, yes. That's what I was doing, you know.
Yeah. And are you able to go back into that field?
Well, I tried on several occasions, but the doors were not opening, so I thought maybe that season of my life had shifted. And so now I'm like, what do I do? I don't even know how to try to get out of this, whatever the cycle is, of like nothingness kind of thing going on. It's like I tried doing all kind of, you know, things to pull myself out of it. Now I feel, you know, I don't want to say the word, but I feel trapped.
Yeah. Main thing is we can do or manifest whatever we desire. And the reason you're feeling that way because you're not focusing on your desires.
Okay. I probably started going all over the place once, because I was. And after hearing all these no's, 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 no, no, no's, and you, after you hear that so often, so much, you just kind of,
you know, this is going to be interesting. You know, me and Adrian, for a long time, we've tried to work with, you know, getting along with our readings, you know, getting into a place where, you know, we can do this out in, whether it be in business or in the public or whatever. But you know how many times we've had the door slammed on us?
Mm.
A lot. The main thing
wow.
is you can't stop. And if it's not that area, then it has to be somewhere else. Nadla.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you.
No, I'm here.
The main thing is, you know, as light workers, the dark side wants us to just give up.
Yeah.
And give up our dreams and give up our, you know, what we loved on and just give up completely.
Yeah.
But as survivors, you know, you have inside of you, just like we have inside of us, that we know how to survive and that we know that things can get better.
That's, I was really, you know, I felt that, you know, I was, how I was, like, when I moved to different cities, I said, oh, something will come up that I love, I want to do, you know, I'll be all right, da, 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 da. And it's like, I'm so optimistic. And then it's like, they knock you down so much, you know, years ago, I would bounce back up. Now it's like, I said, where's my gun?
How many times are you bouncing?
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired of bouncing back. I want to be in a place where I fit, where I'm happy again, you know, where I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm looking to move also because the place I live in now, I like the apartment. I like the building. That's it. But the city, the environment, no. Not for me. I'm too lively to have been shut down. It seems like this city had shut me down.
Mm-hmm.
It has.
And yeah.
I picked it up really strongly when you said that.
Yeah.
Your soul is telling me that it has.
I feel it too. As someone that used to dance, it's a fight to even try to get up and dance. Alone in my house, you know.
You don't have the energy that you used to have.
No, not like I. No, the bounce is no. And I want
the main
back.
Thing is I'm getting something psychically. You're like being psychically attacked. And I don't know if it has to do with the area or the people that you're coming in contact with.
I think
it could even be.
I think
it could be multiple things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with the city, the area. Because I'm hearing that from other people.
A past life thing that you were in those same areas before.
Oh.
And it didn't work out for you.
Okay.
I'm getting an environmental demon.
Yeah.
That you had a dealing with in a past life. That's the first thing that came to me. Was an environmental demon.
You know, this is going to be interesting. I just want to share something with you real quick. I've been moving around a lot, you know, since me and my wife's been married. And we lived in a house for over 15, 20 years. And for some reason, that house, number one, is something was wrong with the ground there. I couldn't grow anything.
Mm.
Like it was dead. Even when I planted, you know, pretty flowers and stuff, the flowers would turn black.
Mm.
And, I just wanted to share another story. I set my garbage can outside one day, you know, getting ready for the garbage man to pick it up the next day. And I went outside and my garbage can was missing. And I looked down at the ground and there was a melted piece of plastic with some white powder around it.
Mm.
And I thought, somebody started my garbage can on fire.
Mm.
And maybe it was the fire department. Maybe some kids came around, started my garbage cans on fire, and they had to call the fire department and put it out. So I called the fire department next day, and they said, no, we didn't have no reports of any fire in that area.
Mm.
And you would think in the middle of the night, a big blazing fire coming from a garbage can, because it was filled all the way to the top, somebody would have seen that.
Or smelled it.
Or smelled it. Or reported it. And nobody knew anything about it.
Wow.
So what I'm getting is you're in an area where there's environmental things going on, and that's why it's sucking your energy, number one. Number two, you're just not getting things accomplished, you know, where you want to go. Plus, it's making you feel like, you know, that you can't get things accomplished.
Right.
So, knowing all of this, what is your next step?
Well, I've been looking into some areas to, you know, relocate. I know I have to do that. But
right.
the incentive I used to have, well, I move and then I'll find it when I get there. I'm apprehensive because of, I guess, my experience here in this locale. It's just like all my courage is, you know, I've never seen a city and a town where people are so complacent with not knowing and not doing. I mean, the level of mentality here is I can't imagine how someone could live an entire life that way. You know, right now I'm in retail sales. And,
right.
You know, in the department where I work, like curtains, they come in there, they don't, oh, I need curtains. What size? I don't know my window size. It's standard. I said, standard, what does that mean? Well, it's regular windows. And these are people that, oh, I've owned my home 40 years. I've had my house for 50 years. They don't have a clue. And I'm saying, these people have worked on jobs. How are they functioning? The level of, I don't even know how to, I've never seen this before, what I experience here. And I've been here a few years, and I want to really get out so I don't get sucked into that mentality. I can't believe the mentality, and they're comfortable with it. They're happy with being, you know, they've lived here all their lives.
You know what I've told my son?
Okay.
Some people are happy with the box of rocks.
Exactly. That's why I say I got to get out. I got to climb out of here. I got to get out of here because I don't want to become that. And I see too many people like that. They're like walking robots. And I'm like, what is wrong with this place? So I spoke to someone else, and they said they left here 15 years ago and that it's not me. It is them. They said, you know, it's like that here. They said it was the environment.
Right.
I don't know how they crammed out of it. And, you know, I said, but I got to get out of here. But the boldness I used to have to move to another city and it'll work when I get there, I need to recapture that. And that's what I'm dealing with now. I know I need to leave. I know I got to leave. That's not
we
even
call,
a second
me
point.
Me and Adrian call that the abyss.
Oh, okay.
What do you get from that?
I just got to get out.
Yeah. And that, you know, and that's all your, you know, your guides are telling you. That's what your intuition is telling you. You already know what you have to do. Main thing is you have to take action.
Yeah.
There's no more talking. Now you have to take action.
Yes, I do. Are there any guides to help me and direct me? Because I'm at a loss as to where I'm supposed to be going next, that we're in an environment where it will flow and I can vibrate well and healthy and, you know, get back my bounce and all that other good stuff.
Nathan, what are you getting on the charts? Adrian? Adrian, are you there? I think we might have lost Adrian.
Oh, okay.
His phone tends to die on him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now for you, and I don't have any control on the next caller. Adrian has that on his computer. So I'm going to focus on you right now.
Okay.
Okay, is that okay?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So I'm going to pull a card for you. And then this is going to help you on some of the guidance that you're looking for. Just one second. Okay. Okay, I just pulled the card, and this card for you, and this is from the Avalon, The Wisdom of Avalon. It's a guidebook. It's an oracle card. And this is the message for you. It's called Risk. This marker brings excitement to your path. You cannot know the outcome of the action you're being called to take until you do it in this way. Isn't that amazing?
What did I just say? I didn't want to do anymore. Just do it and not know.
Right.
Oh, boy.
You're required to be blind in the forest for a time, risking all you know and all you've acquired on your journey for the potential of something better. Perhaps the training you require demands faith in what you cannot experience with your five senses, but reliance on the sixth sense. your intuition can provide you with yet another type of sight to aid you in your journey. Very important questions can be answered now. It's engaging in the situation worth the risk, or does my inner sight tell one to wait until another opportunity comes? Am I willing to learn a lesson of defeat and surrender to the promise of an unknown potential? Pray for the guidance and ask for a sign. If the answer is yes, take the risk. If no, rest, recoup, and wait on the will of the divine mystery. Another sacred journey marker may reveal the answer. So what does this all tell you?
Wow. Wow. I got to take that risk and not look for it to be all laid out. That's what it's saying.
That's right.
Wow. I'm kind of, you know, I had enough of doing that. You know what I mean? I really did. I really wanted this time to, like, have some clear, exact direction and not just keep walking in. I don't know what's going to happen. Let me just go. I'm tired of that.
You know, and that's interesting.
After this situation, I think that's what it just...
I had to spend 37 years on my last job. 37 years. And I thought, well, you know, what's going to happen after I decide to retire? You know, I put a lot of hours, a lot of time, you know, a lot of my energy into that job. Main thing is the universe has plans for all of us. And if the universe says it's time to move on, and our intuition says, okay, you know, where do I go next? You know, we can't look at it like, you know, I'm tired, I don't want to do this anymore. No, as long as we have a will, we have strength, we have all the abilities, we, you know, we're just here, you know, waiting for instructions until our final journey comes, and that's returning
right
back, you know, to
right
to our Heavenly Father.
Right.
See, we
well,
took on a contract before we came to this
right
reality. And we have to fulfill that contract.
Right, and I don't remember what it is, but I tell you, I must have was really gung-ho.
Yeah.
I must have was...
But if you look back in your life, you've always been gung-ho.
But I think this experience living in this city, it took a lot out of me. It really, you know, because I'm in a city, I don't have family. This is not a city that opens up to friendship, you know.
Yeah.
So it really.
But
and
what are the lessons that you learned?
That if there's nobody but me and the Creator, because I had
that's
no one
right
else to really go to.
And you're never alone, are you?
No. But it's just, you'd like somebody on planet Earth and Earth realm to kind of like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I know when I leave here and I visit my cousins and relatives or, you know, I'm so happy. And I come back here, I'm like, oh, no.
Yep. You know, this is going to be interesting. Happiness is not a where or a when, but it's only a here and a now.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean to you?
I got to do something now.
Yeah.
I have to do something now. But I guess I'm just looking for to be secure and have it all planned and
that's
have
how
it,
it's gonna
you know,
come.
That's
God's always made that possible for you. We just have to have faith, and then we have to have trust.
I think that's what's shaking right now for me. My faith and trust, because I really thought things were going to work out here. I really did. And all my, you know, all my heart of hearts, I just knew I would be, you know, I would be employed with a, you know, I wouldn't even begin to tell you what I earn, what I'm living off. I won't even begin to tell you. I don't even know how I'm making it. I can't even, I couldn't explain it, what I'm living off. But I thought I'd be earning, you know, a decent wage, a decent salary, even so, you know, and not pinching pennies, and I didn't think that would happen here. So the